just in.
Breaking news.
The QX Files.
It's Jeff in for the boss lady, Leanne Cater. And today on the QX Files, a real special treat. On the phone, we have Paul Brandt. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I hear you're on a B-52.
B-25, actually.
Oh, B-25.
Yeah, it was...
How was that?
It was a super cool experience. It's they're not meant for big boys like me. They're built for war, not for comfort. So if you ever want to feel good about, you know, flying commercial again, hop in one of those first.
Really? What a cool experience.
It was super cool. Yeah, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, are you stalking me on social media? Is that what's going on here?
Apparently now I'm, totally creeping you now, yeah. Absolutely.
I've always wanted a stalker, and Paul Brandt, not a bad stalker to have, I must say. First of all, now, I know you are a very, you know, humble guy, so I don't want to, you know, make you blush or anything here, but you are an icon, and how does it feel to be, you know, a country music icon?
Oh, man, I don't know about that. I hear all these people saying things like this. I keep turning around thinking that maybe there's some kind of strange practical joke occurring nationally with Paul Brandt here, but I'm just happy to be in the room. I'm having a great time making music for people, and I just take it as a huge honor and you know, a real responsibility. I mean, people have allowed me to do this, and I'm just having the time of my life.
And you've been in the room now for over 20 years, 26 top 10 hits. The catalog speaks for itself. In fact, it speaks so well that you're getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. How does it feel to be Hall of Famer, Paul Brandt? Does that feel weird?
Oh, man. Like, I remember I got the call, and I had to pull over. I mean, they're talking to me on the hands-free in the truck, and I just, you know, couldn't believe it. It was... it's been really tough to allow any of this stuff to sink in because we've been so busy with the new music. You know, the new single, The Journey, getting ready for the album to get finished. I'll be back down in Nashville again after CCMAs to finish that up. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to try and when I get to Saskatoon for CCMAs, just try and soak it in as much as I can. My folks are coming out. You know, my wife Liz will be there with me and all of our friends from the industry. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned the new single, The Journey. We're going to play that in just a little bit. But first, you know, when you've had as many hit songs as you have, does it get easier or is it the expectations are so high it's almost harder when you come out with new music?
Yeah, the second one, I think. It's you're always trying to outdo what you did before and do something that will still get people's attention. And you know, you want it to sound like the stuff that you do, and at the same time, you want to keep growing as an artist and push it forward. So, yeah, it's a bit nerve-wracking. You kind of walk the line somewhere between, you know, just being worried all the time that anyone's going to like it, and then on the flip side, just going, you know what, I just have to go do what I do and you know, see what happens. So it's kind of a weird line to walk.
New single, new album on the way, and whenever there's new music, the question's going to come up, so I may as well ask it. Paul, is there a tour on the way?
Well, you know, I can't imagine making a whole, you know, project's worth of music and then not, you know, not getting that on the road, but we don't have anything specifically planned yet. I'm really focused right now on just trying to get this this single launched. And I was in San Diego just about a week ago now, just filming for the video, and you know, just getting down to finish up the rest of the album is really the main thing on my radar now. But I hope that it means tour, because I want to get out there and see everybody again soon.
The new album's called The Journey. The first single is the title track from that. Paul, I want you to make me a promise. When you do decide to get back on the bus, Winnipeg is wonderful. Full no matter what time of year it is.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. It's always a great time there. You know, when we were at the MTS last time, it was just an absolute blast, and you know, the fans bring it every single time, so we would definitely not miss Winnipeg.
We're going to hold you to that one. Almost out of time with Paul Brandt. Time to get to the new single, and Paul, I'm feeling kind of lazy today, so can you just intro your song for me? I'm going to sit back and relax.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so stoked to introduce this for everybody on QX104. This is me, Paul Brandt, and you're listening to The Journey.
Storm clouds building and rolling round. I can feel the thunder as it shakes the ground. Momentary complication. Static on the radio station. Steady on now, gonna keep my course. Tell my heart that it ain't looking back no more. No time for desperation. Set my destination, please. No one ever promised it would be easy. Come on, why don't we go on the journey? Leave the doubt and worry, rising far as I see. Come on, baby, ready, set, one, two, three, four, there it is. Just beyond the sunset, place that we ain't been.
new music from Paul Brandt, The Journey. It's today's Country QX 104. I would love your thoughts on that song. Send a text to 10401. You can call 780-1041. It's the brand new one from Paul Brandt, The Journey.
The QX Files.
Sponsored by South Beach Casino and Resort. It's time to golf, and they've teamed up with four of the best courses in Manitoba. Overnight packages start at $199. See southbeachcasino.ca.